First, a paper about the impact of the new spinning technologies on the EUGYQF of the Egyptian cotton yarns. Part 1, condensed spinning or compact spinning. The definition of the new quality measures are EUG, FQI, GQI, means this formula to calculate the quality or the giga quality index for the cotton fibers by this formula. Secondly, EUG, YQF means engineered upgraded yarn quality factor, engineered upgraded yarn quality factor. By definition, it is yarn strength in megapascal multiplied by strength in count strength product divided by U percent. The original definition for yarn quality factor is to use yarn strength in centinewton per ticks. But here I changed it to megapascal because nowadays the textile materials are a part of the science of materials. All the scientists in science of materials, they use megapascal for the strength. EUGRYQF means engineered upgraded relative yarn quality factor. By definition, engineered upgraded yarn quality factor divided by engineered for condensed yarn divided by EUG engineered upgraded yarn quality factor ring span yarn. Means we shall relate all the quality of the yarns produced by different system to the ring spinning. Because the ring spinning, it is well known that it is the king of the spinning kingdom. Because it produces yarns from coarse count to fine count. Experimental work. The experimental work is divided into two parts, spinning procedure, testing procedure for fibers and yarns. The spinning procedure includes the production that are shown in figure 1 and the different spin plans. Reiter blow room, carding machine, Reiter C51 with auto leveler, Reiter breaker draw frame without leveling, Reiter unilab combing, Reiter finisher draw frame with leveling, Reiter speed frame, conventional spinning, and compact spinning. Part A concerned with fiber testing. Fiber testing. The fiber tests were done in a standard atmosphere due to ASTM. All the fiber characteristics were measured by using HVI spectrum. Part 2 concerns the yarn testing. All the tests were carried out in a standard atmosphere. The yarn mass variation were measured by user tester UT4, where yarn hairness and the total IPI could be checked. The yarn tensile properties were measured by user tensorabit 4, UTR4. But the yarn tensile strength in pound force was measured via a pendulum type tester. Table 1 shows the physical fiber properties of Egyptian cottons measured by HVI spectrum. We have here three extra long tables. Giza 45, Giza 87, Giza 88, Giza 70. Extra long stable means length over 34 millimeters. Long stable cotton, Giza 86. All the properties are recorded in the table. The more popular cotton in Egypt for the spinning mill is the Giza 86 because it has higher fiber quality index. Part B, different Egyptian cotton yarns, single combed, compact, ring span, were produced. Number one, relative high twist yarn weave. Number two, relative low twist yarn knit. Means the research work consists of two types of yarns. Combed yarn as a warp, and combed yarn as a weft, as a knit fabric. Rate of height to which yarn is weave, what means word. Table T2 shows the experimental work result that concerned combed the relative height to which yarn, condensed and ring spun yarn. Table 2, comparative results of relative height to width single combed yarns, condensed and ring. The upper part means condensed spinning. Properties of the yarns produced by the condensed spinning or by the compact spinning. The lower part is the yarn properties produced by the ring spinning frame. Properties here you can find the text of the yarn, alpha text, U percent, thin places, thick places, nips, total IPI, hairness, elongation, tenacity in centimeter per text, CSTB count, sensitive product. From table 2, different tables were produced, such as table 2A gives the yarn count in text and in English with their count sensitive product. Count strength product for single, combed, compact, spun yarn and engineered upgraded yarn quality EUG YQF, where it is ranging from 102 kilos for yarn text 15 to 69 for yarn text 7. Table 2A, it consists of the yarn quality factor EUG YQF, it is engineered upgraded yarn quality factor of combed compact, single, highly twisted weave yarn. The last column means YQF. It ranges from 102 to 69, depending upon the yarn text, from 15 to 7. Table 2B. Also gives EUG YQF or yarn quality factor of relative height to a single combed ring spun yarn. This table concerns the ring spun yarn. YQF yarn quality factor in kilos ranges from 86 to 49 for Texas from 15 to 7. Figure 9, yarn quality factor against the text. For ring spun yarn and compact yarn, it is clear that the compact spun yarn have higher yarn quality factor. The ring spun yarn has lower yarn factors, depending on the text. The more interesting that the coarse text, the large text, has better yarn quality factor, 15. While the low text value 7 has low yarn quality factor for both systems, the ring and the compact. This table shows the relative yarn quality factor UG, AUG, RYQF, engineered upgraded relative yarn quality factor. That is ranged from 1.186 to 1.4. The percentage of improvement in yarn quality due to compact spinning relative to ring spinning is ranging from 90% to 40%. Figure 3 shows the relative yarn quality factor related to the yarn texts. It is generally it is shows that the yarn text 15 has low improvement than yarn text 7. Means the improvement in the yarn quality is better for fine yarns than coarse yarns by using the compact spinning. The same procedure for warp yarn has been repeated for knit yarn, but of course twist factors are different, but approximately the same counts. Also figure 4 shows that also the yarn quality factor is higher for text 15 than text 10. Compact is higher than ring. figure 5 shows the improvement in the yarn quality factor of the compact yarn with respect to yarn quality factor of the ring span yarn, which may be ranges from 1.4 to 1.6, or from 40% to 60%. Generally, the average increase in the yarn quality factor for compact yarn is about 40% for warp yarn, for weaving yarn. But for knitting, it is about 50%. Means the improvement in the yarn quality factor in knitting in knit yarns or for knit yarns is better than that for warp yarns. Means that the compact spinning is successful for low twist yarn more than for high twist yarn. By the way, no, this paper shows that compact yarn is always increasing or improving the yarn quality factor. But really, it is up to certain count. Due to our experiments in Egypt, it is about English count 80. After 80, the quality of the compact yarn is deteriorating in spite of the compact itself as a process for producing yarn. Conclusions and future visions. From the previous results and discussions and within the range of our experimental work, the following conclusions and future visions can be drawn out. By definition of Giga Fiber Quality Index, GFQI, or GQI, and the engineered upgraded fiber quality index, EUGFQI, are the same. The difference concerns the consideration of the percentages of, percentage of some items of the fiber quality index. Means in this paper we can find also a fiber quality index, a measure for the quality of fibers. A measure can help the spinner to select the fibers to be suitable for the count that will be produced. Number two, the AUG YQF engineered upgraded yarn quality factor is ranging from 69 kilos to 102 kilos for single high twist combed compact span yarn, means warp yarn, with yarn takes 7 to 15 respectively, means for 15 it is 102 and for 7 it is 69. While for the same range of thickness for single weaving combs yarn ring span yarn, it ranges from 49 to 86, means that the yarn quality factor for the ring span yarn is lower than that for the compact spinning yarn due to the new technology. The engineered upgraded yarn quality factor increases with increase of the yarn thickness. The yarn thickness when increases, the yarn quality factor increases. The AUG YQF, the engineered upgraded yarn quality factor, relative yarn quality factor for single height twist weaving or warp combed yarn is ranging from 1.9 to 1.61 with increased percent from 20% to 60% with average value 40%. The full conclusions concerning the knit yarn. For single combed compact low twist knit yarn, the AUG YQF varies from 75 kilos to 96 kilos for yarn ticks 15 to 10, respectively. The bigger the ticks, the higher the value of the AUG YQF, while for the same ticks, the AUG YQF of single combed ring span yarns is ranging from 67 to 47. Means always the yarn quality factor of the ring span yarn is lower than, always lower than the compact span yarn. Number six, the AUG RYQF, the engineered upgraded relative yarn quality factor for single combed yarn, low twist knit, is ranging from 1.44 to 1.6, i.e. with average increasing of 50%. The increase increased percent is higher for small yarn ticks, i.e. the compact spinning is good player. Compact spinning, again, is good player for knit yarns and for fine yarns. But I repeat, in Egypt, we limit the improvement up to 80, here in English count, 80. After that, the quality deteriorates. The future visions means the calculation of another new measure for yarn quality that takes into consideration the variability in the properties of the yarns. It is named Nano Yarn Quality Index, NYQI. Also, the other new spinning systems as rotary spinning, Murata spinning techniques, RGT spinning, MGS, twin spinning, MTS, and vortex spinning, MVS, must be incorporated in the body of the future research works. Thank you. Any questions? No, by definition. By definition, it depends upon the strength of the yarn as centimeter per text multiplied strength of the yarn by count stress product divided by percent. The top, it means the strength, because all the spinners, all the textiles, men are concentrating on the strength. U percent means the variability measure, because U percent is an indicator for variability in strength, elongation, and other properties. Yes. Yes. For my research work, there is a difference between compact and ring. I experienced this within relative yarn quality factor. Divide yarn quality factor of compact by yarn quality factor of ring. I think the two. I think personally the two. Strength and durability.
That is fine.
Thank you.
I guess the other question is what kind of product is this targeted to? We know Egyptian cotton is typically used for fine shirting, for sheeting, for bed products.
End use,
yes.
For them, I think in Egypt t-shirt is no big chaser. Fine quality fabrics, generally, fine quality fabrics in general.
All right, thank you.